Very sadly, we've been seeing more emergency situations like the Colorado theater shootings and the Connecticut school shootings. Law enforcement personnel, first responders, even civilians are getting training for dealing with them. CNN's Miguel Marquez got a firsthand look. Miguel is joining us now live. Miguel?
Yeah, Wolf, there are so many of these shootings now, it's creating a whole new industry in the world of security. It is a very chilling sign of the times we live in.
Lockdown, lockdown, lockdown.
It's called active shooter training.
Come back here! You're gonna stand!
The scenario's horrifying.
Hey! Don't run from me!
A heavily armed mass killer, all too possible.
So the scenario has just ended. They use masks in this scenario to make this as real as possible. They use air guns, so the masks are necessary. In this one, the gunmen tried to get in through this door. The people in this room barricaded themselves in.
Is it helpful? I mean, this scenarios, how realistic are they?
They're absolutely realistic. Even though you know that they're not real bullets, immediately I think, okay, I don't want to get shot at, even if it's, you know, with the soft pellet gun.
Southern California's San Diego State University, home to 30,000 students, has opened its doors to Response Options, a Texas company teaching civilians survival skills for mass shootings.